Hollywood sings. Well, everyone knows that. The musical film has become an entertainment form in its own right. And with the musicals, the singers who are their stars have become legend in sound as well as on the screen. Everybody, somewhere, sometime, with the possible exception of Harpo Marx and Lassie, has given in to the temptation to warble something in public. Hidden in archives, impressed on obscure recordings, are the many efforts of the people who became known, perhaps for everything else but their singing. In fact, Hollywood was singing long before it found even its speaking voice. And probably the greatest silent star of them all was Rudolph Valentino. Valentino was to die tragically in 1926, a year before the first talkie, the jazz singer. So his memory is of the romantic swashbuckler who could dance the tango, but he was never to utter a word on film. Another great star of the silent films was one of the first of that exotic species, the sex symbol, especially in Cecil B. DeMille's early spectaculars. She was one of the few to make the transition into the talkies. In fact, she's back on the television circuit today. She retired from the big screen in the mid-30s, but made her triumphant return years later in Sunset Boulevard. She is, of course, Gloria Swanson. And her dramatic roles are remembered far better than the occasional songs she incorporated into her films. It was in 1933, in a picture called Perfect Understanding, that she sang Ich liebe dich, my dear, to a young Laurence Olivier.
I dream of you each night, and with a morning light, I hold your memory for another day. Ich liebe dich, my dear, do you recall that summer night?
Walter Pidgeon was the darling of the box office in the 1940s, usually giving gentlemanly support to people like Greer Garson, Mrs. Miniver, Madame Curie, Mrs. Parkington, that Forsyte woman. He was born in 1897, and before his film debut, he starred in operetta in New York and London during the 20s. And one of the songs that remain from this time is a 1924 acoustic recording of Irving Berlin's What'll I Do?
Do you remember a night before? the moonlight was softly descending. Your lips and my lips were sealed with a kiss with an unhappy ending. What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do? It's just a photograph to tell my troubles to. When I'm alone with only dreams of you, that won't come true. What'll I do?
One of Hollywood's greatest funny men hated music almost as much as he hated dogs and kids. But that didn't stop W.C. Fields, if only to get a laugh.
I'd rather have two girls at 21 each than one girl at 42.
What's that tune you're playing?
It's brand new, Commodore. They call it Swanee River.
No good. It'll be forgotten in 2 weeks. People can't remember the tune.
In another film, Fields actually managed to get all the way through this short but elegant yodeling song.
The moon climbs to the mountain high. Hurry, and he climbs so high that he reached the sky.
Good night, boy.
Back in 1925, in a film called Pretty Ladies, a lively young thing called Lucille Lucer got a part as a Corrin, as Variety dubbed the ladies in the back row. It was the only time she was to appear under this name. Her producers thought her career might be better served if she changed it to Joan. There have been 80 Crawford screen roles since, and many are included on the all-time great lists. She was the gorgeous hussy, Daisy Kenyon, and Mildred Pierce, nearly always the career girl, and later the repressed older woman who was always suffering in mink. This Queen Bee image later spread to her personal life after the book Mommy Dearest. So one tends to forget she began her show business career as a song and dance girl. She even cut a couple of discs for the Victor Company in the 30s. And one of the best surviving of these songs came from an Alice Faye film called Rose of Washington Square, a story loosely based on the career of Fanny Brice. I never knew heaven could speak. Joan Crawford.
I know that heaven has stars. I've seen them dance in the blue. I know that heaven has clouds. I see them when I'm not with you. I've seen the beautiful rainbow. Seen the dewdrops that fall. But darling, my darling, here's the wonder of it all. I never knew heaven could speak, but now I do. I learned it through a conversation with you. I never knew heaven could dance, but now love I do. With every step, another little dream comes true. I always thought heaven was somewhere, way up high in the sky up above. I never thought heaven was someone like you for me to love. I never knew heaven could hold such tender charm. I never knew heaven could be here in my
Hollywood's handsomest leading men, was signed on by MGM while he was still a medical student. His name was Spangler Arlington Brugge, hastily changed to Robert Taylor. But before Devil May Care, Cattle King, Knights of the Round Table, All the Brothers Were Valiant, Quo Vadis, Waterloo Bridge, and even before Camille, Taylor was one of the lineup in a film called Broadway Melody of 1936. He sang this song with June Knight.
Got a feeling of fooling, got a notion it's make believe, and you are laughing right up your sleeve. Fooling with me, life is worth living while you are giving the paradise.
On to the 1950s, and Ava Gardner was once voted the most beautiful woman in the world. Her best films, like The Naked Maha, Bhawani Junction, The Snows of Kilimanjaro, Magambo, The Barefoot Contessa, still stand as great dramatic entertainment. In 1951, she was cast as one of the singing leads in the remake of the first of the great musical comedies, Showboat.
Oh, listen, sister, I love my Mr. Man, and I can't tell you why. There ain't no reason for me to love that man. That the angels done planned. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of
Still in the 1950s, Jeff Chandler was the leading man with the unusual feature of prematurely gray hair. He carved a solid niche for himself, usually in movies about the armed forces and the Wild West. He often played the Indian. Before his film career, he was a radio actor, and his speaking voice was very well known. But it was not until 1954 that he made his first recording, and the world at large heard him sing. It was a collection of romantic ballads.
Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only can only be you. My arms won't free you. My heart won't try. I know the only one for me can only be you.
In 1937, the film Of Human Bondage provoked a critique on its leading lady by Life magazine. This is probably the best performance ever on the screen by an American actress. From then on until the mid-50s, Betty Davis was one of the living monuments of Hollywood. Her screen acting was consummate, but her singing voice was, well, something else. Her rendition of I'm Writing a Letter to Daddy in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane in 1962 was a grotesque rendition to match her character. But way back in 1942, in a wartime morale booster called Thank Your Lucky Stars, which starred almost everybody, she sang this song.
I'll never, never fail you when you are in Australia or out in the Aleutians or off among the Russians and flying over Egypt, your heart will never be dipped. And when you get to India, I'll still be what I've been there. I've looked the field over, and lo and behold, they're either too young or too old.
Once she left New York around 1930, Betty Davis returned to Broadway only twice. Once to star in Tennessee Williams' The Night of the Iguana, and the other time for the musical Two's Company in 1952. It ran for only 90 performances, but it gave her a chance to demonstrate a remarkable versatility not confined to her work in the cinema. And this song probably echoes the thoughts of thousands of people working in Hollywood, 2,800 miles from Broadway.
Mr. Conductor, if you please. Don't want to cruise the Riviera. Don't want a diamond mine. Want to smell grease paint in dressing rooms where a coveted Oscar is Hammerstein. Just turn me loose on Broadway under a neon moon. Give me some jokes and a corny routine. Give me a popular tune to warble. Give me four boys to dance with, hoofers who twist and twirl. Just turn me loose on old Broadway as a musical comedy girl.
A two.
A three.
A four.
It's tricky.
Vodo.
Vido.
Boop boop.
Adu.
Hey!
Ha!
Boop boop.
Adu.
Vodo.
Vido.
Hey!
Give me four boys to dance with. Hoppers who twist and twirl. Just turn me loose on old Broadway as a musical comedy. No melodramedy, musical comedy girl.
Paris lost Charles Boyer to Hollywood in 1929. And a few years later, his name became a household word as the screen's great lover. He never lost his French accent, nor his considerable charm, even in his later years when he was mostly making comedies like How to Steal a Million, Barefoot in the Park, The April Fools, and Casino Royale. His adventure into music began with a song called Where Does Love Go, where he more or less acted rather than sang it. In any case, it prompted a record company to offer him an album. Boyer was in Paris for a movie, and between takes, he put down a collection of songs. Not surprisingly, the best among them were French.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see la vie en rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart. A world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be la vie en rose. Quand je te prends dans mes bras, tu me parles tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Tu me dis des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, mais ça me fait quelque chose. And soul to me, and life will always be la vie en rose.
Another of Hollywood's great ladies gave performances on and off the stage and screen that could only be called extravagant. Tallulah Bankhead could out-darling all her fellow actors and anyone else she happened to get in her way. Her acting was, to say the least, highly theatrical. But her singing? Radio star Fred Allen has described Tallulah's singing voice as sounding like a drunk pulling his foot out of a bucket of yogurt.
Thank you. sing you.
Among the most popular characters that Hollywood has produced is the tough guy. The hard-bitten, hard-done-by man who, nevertheless, always gets the girl. One of the best is Robert Mitchum, the sleepy-eyed guy who often hid his considerable talent behind a pretense of carelessness. That bluff exterior also hid quite a pleasant singing voice. He sang quite a few things, including The Ballad of Thunder Road, which introduced the film based on his own life story. But he was also given to tongue-in-cheek humor and songs in a lighter vein.
Oh, hee, oh, hi, oh, ho, there's a girl I used to know. I don't think much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew. In Ohio, hi, oh, ho, in Ohio, hi, oh, ho.
Now, let me tell you about me and the fairer sex. On my 17th birthday, I wooed a girl called Jenny. On my 18th birthday, I pursued Mary. On my 19th birthday, I embraced Sari. On my 20th birthday, I disgraced Emily at a taffy pull the parson ran. But on my 21st birthday, I was a man. Decided to give up all that nonsense and go off a-hunting four-legged critters. I begun to feel an itch in my heels, so I loaded my gun up and started walking before sunup. Oh, hee, oh, hi, oh, ho, there's a girl I used to know. I don't think much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew. In Ohio, hi, oh, ho, in Ohio, hi, oh, ho. I'll breakfast in Ohio, eat lunch in Canada. I'll supper, oh, in Mexico, and I'm back by Saturday. Now that's when I met her, in the wild woods of Ohio. That's how the sex is, I reckon. The minute you stop hunting them, they turn right around and start hunting you. On my 22nd birthday, she gave me a hint and begun baking pies. On my 23rd birthday, I saw that glint in her wide blue eyes. So I begun to feel that itch in my heel, loaded my gun up and run before sunup. Oh, hee, oh, hi, oh, ho, there's a girl I used to know. I don't think much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew. In Ohio, hi, oh, ho, in Ohio, hi, oh, ho. My nightcap will be Capricorn, I'll snuff the northern light. I'll blow the morn on old Cape Horn and be back on Tuesday night. Oh, hee, oh, hi, oh, ho, there's a girl I used to know. I don't think much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew. In Ohio, hi, oh, ho, in Ohio, hi, oh, ho. I'll tour the sun when winter blows, I'll summer on the moon. And back I'll go to Ohio for to wed that girl in June. But now there's a woman for you. Was she sitting by a candle in the window, all pale, frail, and devastating, waiting? She was sitting right enough, big as life, big as a cow with three heifers and a broke-down bull of a husband, brushing away flies from fresh-baked pies with my picture. So right off I begun to feel that itch in my heel. Loaded my gun up and run before sunup. Oh, hee, oh, hi, oh, ho, there's a girl I used to know. I don't think much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew. Oh, hee, oh, hi, oh, ho, in Ohio, hi, oh, ho.
Another of the tough guys, although more in a sulky way, is Marlon Brando. He played the gangster, the ugly American, and the troubled down-and-outer. And he's trodden on a lot of toes belonging to the Hollywood establishment. All this apart, he was the star of several comedy films and one musical, Guys and Dolls, in 1955. Without a single mumble, he sang with Gene Simmons.
Your eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and oh, how they give you very well what I say. I say no moon in the sky ever lent such a glow. Some flame deep within made them shine. Those eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and may they gaze evermore into mine, tenderly gaze evermore into mine.
And what about you? It's God. You too. Your eyes are the eyes of a man who's in love.
That same flame deep within made them shine.
Your eyes are the eyes of a man who's in love.
Another pin-up of the 50s, and he's still very popular on television, was Rock Hudson. More handsome than rugged, he starred in many westerns and some sob stories. But then in 1959, he made the first of a series of sophisticated comedies. Not exactly artwork, but huge money spinners. One of Rock's only recordings is the title song from that movie.
Fill or talk. Pillow talk, another night of hearing myself talk, 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 talk. Wonder how it would be to have someone to pillow talk with me. I wonder how, I wonder who. Pillow talk, pillow talk, another night of being alone with pillow talk. When it's all said and done, two heads together can be better than one. That's what they say, they always say. All I do is talk to my pillow, talk to my pillow, talk to my pillow. All I do is talk to my pillow, talk about the girl I'm gonna marry someday, somehow, somewhere, sometime. Pillow talk, pillow talk, another night of getting my fill of pillow talk. My pillow and I both agree, there must be a girl,
must be a girl,
must be a pillow talking girl for me.
All he does is talk, talk to his pillow, talk to his pillow, talk to his pillow.
All I do is talk to my pillow, talk about the girl I'm gonna marry someday, somehow, somewhere, sometime. Pillow talk, pillow talk. Another night of getting my fill of pillow talk. My pillow and I both agree. Must be a girl.
Must be a girl.
Must be a pillow.
Must be a pillow.
Must be a pillow talking girl for me.
We hope you're right.
It better be right.
There must be a girl.
I can't.
One of Hollywood's lasting beauties, Ingrid Bergman, has made many fine films. But her acting apart, she holds the unique position in the music world of being famous for humming only two bars of a song.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you. Ba-dai, 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 ba-dai,
you must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Well, you know the rest of the story.
They still say I love you. On that you can rely.
Another of Glitter City's lasting he-men is still making them swoon every time he turns those blue eyes to the camera. But one of Paul Newman's rare ventures into song was in the film Cool Hand Luke. In Chains, he sang a ditty called Plastic Jesus.
Change after a while, Luke. But you never stop listening to them clinking. But they're gonna remind you of what I've been saying. For your own good.
Wish you'd stop being so good to me, Captain.
A sweet Madonna dressed in sandstone setting off pedestal of abalone shell.
Don't you ever talk that way to me. What we've got here is failure to communicate.
When you more or less grow up with someone, it's hard to believe they grow old. Wherever they have television around the world, they know Lucy. She's made people laugh continuously for 22 years, not counting reruns. Lucille Ball is now over 70. She began her career as a chorus girl in New York, but was fired from several jobs, so she went west to Hollywood. The films brought her fame and success. Among them were a couple of B-musicals, and then in 1973 came MAME, panned almost universally by the critics. Perhaps she'll be best remembered on television as the wife of the bandleader who always wanted to be in the show. But her voice always managed to sound like a lady on the verge of hysteria who could only shriek the black notes. She did get her chance back on Broadway in a show called Wildcat. With Paula Stewart, she got to sing the show's big hit.
But you gotta beat the drum, Janie. You gotta tell them, here we come, pow, pow. You gotta say, stand up and listen. You gotta say it's us. We're here. You gotta say, hey, look me over. Lend me an ear. Fresh out the clover. Mortgage up to here. But don't pass the plate. Oh, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up. And I'll be up like a rosebud. High on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. A little bit short of the elbow. But let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come. Come on, Janie.
Oh, Wildy, they'll laugh at us.
Not if we sing loud enough, come on.
Follow along, she says, and paint them a rosy view.
And tell them a story.
Sing them a song, she says, and sing them a song we do.
We're hitting the road.
Loud as a chanticleer and jittery as a hen.
The road to glory.
Ready to whoops, my dear, but here we go again.
Yeah!
Hey, look, the old
He's reputed to be the highest paid star in Hollywood today. But Burt Reynolds is another leading man who's known for almost everything else but his singing. But even he's made a musical, an amusing pastiche that wasn't very well received, although everyone had a lot of fun. From At Long Last Love, Burt sings, and surprisingly well, with a former model, Sybil Shepherd.
The night is young, the skies are clear, so if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I.
Are we?
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go. So, please be my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's delightful.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
It's delectable.
It's delirious.
It's the limit.
It's the limit.
It's the looks. It's the lovely. Oh, come on.
Where are we going?
Take a dip.
Take a dip?
In the pool.
That's his rotten chicken.
The rotten chicken.
In 1969, a film called Paint Your Wagon combined the idea of an epic Western with music. And the idea seemed to work. The film also brought together two actors we always envision as the unconventional super cop or as the silent but deadly gunslinger who disappears into the hills as soon as he's cleaned up the town. Clint Eastwood formed one half of this partnership with a pleasantly surprising ease when it came to music.
I would give the world to see how I used to be when I had no axe to grind except for chopping wood. Day was day and night was night, wrong was never right. Didn't matter where I went as much as where I stood. I had dreams average size. There were stars in the sky. Not my eyes. Then I got gold fever. No romp and rolling girl and fellow stuff can cure the gold fever. Nothing can help you but the yellow stuff. Can stop that itching, ain't around the kitchen. Gold, gold, crook am I. Susanna, go ahead and cry.
Clint Eastwood. His foil in Paint Your Wagon was, of course, Lee Marvin. His voice seems like the result of a little more rotgut whiskey than was absolutely necessary. It was coupled with the hoarseness that came from a lifetime of calling in those little dogies. But after hearing this song, it wouldn't ever be the same, sung by anyone else.
Never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. Goodbye forever, it's time for me to go. I was born under a wandering star. A wandering, wandering star.
Not since the Gabor sisters in the 50s has Hollywood had a blonde bombshell whose very name is synonymous with the word glamour. She's a star. A star of the stage, of television, and of the movies. She's the most popular pin-up since Betty Grable. She's a dancer, a great dramatic actress. And keeping in mind she holds a black belt in karate, a singer. She's the fabulous Miss Piggy. And she's in love.
About the frog. I know it's stupid to be mad about the frog. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the frog. On the silver screen, he melts my foolish heart with every little scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cad about the frog. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy? This odd diversity of misery and joy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the frog.
Thank you.
like show business, like no business I know. All made up and soon you'll be appearing. Every bit of nervousness is gone.
Ever since Al Jolson sang Mammy back in 1927, there's been music on the Hollywood screen. Not everyone can be a Garland, a Crosby, a Merman, a Presley, or a Streisand. But put an actor near a microphone and try and stop him getting in on the act. But that, as they say, is show business.
Get paid for doing what comes naturally. Let's go on with the show.
And that special feature in Sentimental Journey was called Hollywood Sings. It was written and produced by Graham Pierce and narrated by Bruce Mingus. We've got news in brief next, and that's followed by Alastair Cook's Songwriters. This week, the songwriter Richard Rodgers. Now, to get us up to news in brief, a little sing-along with the Art Mooney Orchestra and Chorus, Four Leaf Clover. ABC Radio 1 and 3, Eastern Time is 9 o'clock.